Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today we're tackling a really fascinating Supreme Court case, Microsoft Corp v. Baker.
Yeah, the material you shared, it really gets into the nitty-gritty of procedural strategy, especially in class actions.
Right, and how courts, particularly SCOTUS, view these attempts to kind of, you know, maneuver the appeals process.
Mm-hmm. Our goal today is basically to dissect one specific tactic and understand why the highest court said, nope, not going to work.
Exactly. And this deep dive, I think, is super valuable because it really shines a light on the checks and balances in our legal system, right?
Definitely. How do the rules stop people from, like, using clever tricks to get around the intended process? This case is a really clear picture of that tension.
So the big question is, how did just voluntarily dismissing your own lawsuit become such a sticking point all the way to the Supreme Court?
Yeah, and what does that tell us about the rules for appeals in these big class action cases?
For anyone dealing with litigation, or honestly just curious about how the legal gears turn, this should be really insightful. It's a cool clash between strategy and fundamental legal rules.
Okay, let's unpack this. Where do we start?
Let's start with the background. This all came from two lawsuits by Xbox 360 owners against Microsoft.
Right. The claim was basically the console had a design flaw, scratched game discs. Very frustrating, I imagine.
Yeah, no kidding. And the first lawsuit was filed, what, way back in 2007?
In 2007. And in that one, the plaintiffs tried to get it certified as a class action, you know, represent everyone with the same problem.
But the district court said no.
Correct. Denied class certification. They basically said the issues were too individual. Everyone's situation was a bit different.
Okay. And then those initial plaintiffs?
They ended up settling their own individual claims with Microsoft after that denial. Case closed for them.
Got it. So then jump ahead to 2011, and here comes another lawsuit, almost identical.
Exactly. This one brought by Seth Baker and a new group, but making the same disc-scratching claims.
And the district court's reaction? Deja vu.
Pretty much. They denied class certification again, and they even specifically pointed back to the ruling in the first case as, like, a major reason why.
Okay, so Baker's group wanted to appeal that class cert denial right away, which is sometimes allowed, right, under Rule 23F?
Right. They filed a petition with the Ninth Circuit under Rule 23F. That rule gives the appeals court's discretion, keyword discretion, to allow an immediate appeal on class certification.
But the Ninth Circuit said.
They said no.
Yeah.
Declined to take the appeal at that stage.
Okay, so Baker's group is kind of stuck. District court says no class action. Appeals court won't hear an immediate appeal. And this is where things get, well, creative.
Creative is one word for it. Baker took what the sources call a bold step. He voluntarily dismissed his own individual claims against Microsoft.
With prejudice. That's the key part.
Absolutely crucial.
With prejudice.
Now, for anyone listening, that sounds totally backwards. Why give up your own right to sue? It does seem counterintuitive. But there was a strategy. The whole plan hinged on trying to create a final decision under 28 U.S.C. 1291.
Okay, explain Section 1291 and final decision a bit.
So, usually, you can only appeal after a case is completely over in the trial court, a final decision resolving everything. It avoids constant piecemeal appeals.
Right, efficiency.
Exactly. Baker figured if he dismissed his own claims with prejudice, meaning he couldn't ever bring them again, that specific act would be a final decision on his part of the case.
And his argument was that this self-created finality would then let him appeal the earlier denial of class certification.
Precisely. Even though his own personal stake was gone, he argued this unlocked the door to appeal the class issue for everyone else.
It's like burning your own ticket to argue about the rules for getting into the concert.
Uh-huh. Yeah, that's a good way to put it. Trying to use a loophole after the main gate was closed by the Rule 23F denial.
And the Ninth Circuit, they bought it initially.
They did. They actually agreed that Baker's dismissal with prejudice created a final appealable decision. They took jurisdiction.
Wow.
And they even went further. They reversed the district court's denial of class certification. So Baker's gamble looked like it paid off, at least temporarily.
But then Microsoft appealed to the Supreme Court, understandably.
Yeah. Yep. Which brings us to SCOTUS. They had two main questions to sort out.
Okay, what were they?
First, did Baker's voluntary dismissal with prejudice actually give the Ninth Circuit appellate jurisdiction under ASIN 1291 in this situation?
And second,
did Baker, dismissing his own case, make the whole thing moot under Article 3 of the Constitution? You know, the case or controversy requirement.
And the Supreme Court's answer was?
A resounding, unanimous no. They reversed the Ninth Circuit, Baker's maneuver did not create appellate jurisdiction.
Okay, let's get into the reasoning. Justice Ginsburg wrote the main opinion right, focused on Section 1291 and finality.
Correct. Justice Ginsburg really hammered home the principle of finality required by Sections 1291. The court saw Baker's dismissal as, well, artificial. A tactic.
Not a genuine end to his claim, but a trick to get the appeal.
Exactly. It was designed purely to get around Rule 23F, the specific rule Congress and the courts created for handling these exact types of appeals.
So let's talk more about Rule 23F. Why was bypassing it such a problem for the court?
Because Rule 23F is all about discretion. It lets the appeals courts decide which class certification decisions are important enough, or maybe uncertain enough, to justify an immediate look. It's a balance.
A balance between efficiency and getting important class action issues reviewed early.
Precisely. Allowing plaintiffs to just manufacture a final decision by dismissing their own claims would totally blow up that balance. It would take away the appellate court's gatekeeping role.
Yeah, any plaintiff unhappy with a class suit denial could just dismiss their claim and force an appeal, whether the appeals court thought it was warranted or not.
Right. It would undermine the whole system, potentially leading to endless strategic appeals. The court was clearly worried about judicial efficiency.
Makes sense. Now, there was also a concurring opinion from Justice Thomas.
Yes, joined by Chief Justice Roberts and Justice Alito. They agreed with the result, but offered a different reason based on Article 3.
The case or controversy requirement?
Yeah.
How did that apply here?
Their argument was pretty straightforward. Once Baker dismissed his claims with prejudice, he personally had zero stake left in the lawsuit. He couldn't win anything.
So no skin in the game anymore.
Exactly. And Article 3 demands a live dispute between parties with adverse interests. Without Baker having a personal stake, the argument goes there was no actual case or controversy left for the federal courts to decide.
So the appeal became moot. The constitutional basis for the court's power just vanished.
That was the core of their argument. Even if you could somehow twist the statute, Section 1291, to fit, the Constitution itself slammed the door shut because there wasn't a real dispute anymore involving Baker.
It's like the case just evaporated, constitutionally speaking, once Baker dismissed.
Mm-hmm. It's a powerful alternative rationale that really shores up the majority's conclusion. Both roads lead to the same place. The tactic doesn't work.
Okay, so stepping back, what are the big takeaways here for, say, law students or anyone watching the legal world?
Well, first big one, Rule 23F is the way to try and appeal class certification decisions early. Don't try clever workarounds like voluntary dismissals with prejudice. The Supreme Court has shut that door.
Focus on making your case for or against certification strong at the district court level, and if you need an early appeal, argue within the framework of 23F.
Exactly. Second takeaway, finality matters. Courts don't like procedural games designed just to manipulate jurisdiction or timing. They prefer substance over tricky maneuvers.
Practical outcomes over procedural gamesmanship.
Right. And third, don't forget Article 3. The mootness doctrine is always lurking. You need a live controversy with real stakes for a federal court to hear your case. The concurring opinion is a strong reminder of that fundamental limit on judicial power.
And for defendants, does this ruling help them?
It probably does. It prevents plaintiffs from using this specific tactic to force an early appeal just because they lost the class cert battle. That kind of forced appeal could create undue settlement pressure.
Right. It removes one potential leverage point for plaintiffs in those situations.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. One quick clarification we should make. We keep saying with prejudice. Can you just briefly explain the difference between dismissing with prejudice and without prejudice?
Sure. Super important distinction. With prejudice, like Baker did, means it's over. Done. You cannot file that same claim again, ever. It's a final resolution.
A permanent surrender.
Yes. Without prejudice means you're dismissing it for now, but you can potentially refile it later, maybe after fixing some issue or changing strategy, assuming the statute of limitations hasn't run out, etc.
So Baker had to use with prejudice for his strategy to even theoretically work because he needed that finality argument for Section 1291.
Exactly. The with prejudice part was the key element he thought created the final decision needed for the appeal. But as we saw, the Supreme Court disagreed in this context.
Got it. So wrapping up Microsoft v. Baker, the Supreme Court basically said, nice try, but no. You can't use a voluntary dismissal with prejudice as a backdoor to appeal a class certification denial.
Right. They upheld Rule 23F as the proper gatekeeper and reinforced those core principles, finality, and the need for an actual case or controversy under Article 3.
And for you listening, especially future lawyers, it's a great illustration of how technical rules aren't just technicalities. They have real strategic weight, and courts look at why a rule exists when deciding these cases.
Absolutely. It's not just about the letter of the rule, but the spirit and purpose behind it. Courts try to prevent the rules from being twisted into something they were never meant to be.
Definitely makes you wonder, what's the next procedural frontier where we'll see these kinds of strategic battles play out? Something to think about.
For sure. The legal landscape is always evolving.
Well, thanks for diving deep into this one with us today.
My pleasure.
Until our next exploration.